The Runaway Woman by Josephine Cox. Narrated by Carol Boyd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. No One to Turn to. Weyburn, Bedfordshire, 1962. Chapter 1. During the day, Lucy kept herself busy. That way she had less time to think about all that was wrong in her life. At night, though, she would lie awake in her bed, her troubled thoughts wandering back over the years to when she was a 15-year-old schoolgirl. Because of her shy, nervous nature, Lucy had always found it hard to make friends. With her plump figure and lack of fashion sense, she believed herself to be unattractive and unable to fit in with her peers. She was never whistled at or chatted up by the boys at school, though that didn't really bother her. As was her nature, she accepted the way of things and took it all in her stride. Martin Lovejoy was a good-looking boy on the verge of leaving school that summer. Outgoing and flirtatious, he was commonly referred to as Jack the Lad, a title he wore like a badge of honour. Unlike the other boys, Martin had always seen more to Lucy than her nervous smile and quiet demeanour. He thought her smile was pretty and her shyness attractive. Some of the other girls were shameless flirts who would offer themselves to any boy at the merest wink, whereas if Lucy...